Some people collect coins. Others collect jewelry or trading cards. But Keen Eye's Kelly Bookie collects Coca-Cola memorabilia, and in large amounts. What began as a small inheritance of Coca-Cola merchandise after a friend's death 30 years ago has since grown to museum-level proportions. Bookie estimates that he has 4,500 pieces in his collection, spanning two bedrooms and a bathroom. Bottles, glasses, wall hangings, sports memorabilia, even underwear make up just a fraction of his collection.
I got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but always looking for more.
Bookie frequently scouts yard sales, antique stores, and the internet to add more to his collection. For friends and family, he says that the collection makes gift giving easy.
I'm starting to outgrow the rooms, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it all. I got the two rooms and the one bathroom completely done. And we'll just find more space somewhere.
One of his favorite Coca-Cola pieces is also one of the first he ever acquired. After the death of a close friend, Bookie received his Coca-Cola money clip that he carried with him everywhere he went. The clip has since broken, leaving Bookie on the hunt for a new one. The most sentimental piece in the collection is a Coca-Cola fountain from his father's former Keen Eye restaurant, Bookie's. He is also fond of a Coca-Cola poster he snagged from the 2006 Arctic Winter Games.
There was only two of them, and I told him in the office that I was getting them. And I got one, and they caught me stealing the second one, so I let them have it.
Bookie acquires new merchandise for his collection pretty regularly. On this particular day, he points to a set of Coca-Cola pocket knives that a friend just dropped off. He also spoke of his son, who recently picked up about 50 Coca-Cola items from an estate sale in Reno. Many of those items are still in the original box, which he says is sometimes worth more than the item itself. Since the dawn of the internet, his collection has expanded greatly. Throughout the years, he noticed that the best time to bid on any item of value is during a major event, such as the Super Bowl. While Bookie is the winner of many bargains, he has also been the victim of overpaying.
Don't drink beer and get on eBay. I wasn't going to let him outbid me. I paid $65 for them dominoes. And the next day, you could have bought them all day long for $7 to $10. But I got the good ones.
Also in his collection is a sympathy card from the Coca-Cola bottling facility in Anchorage, a letter from Coke's headquarters in Atlanta, and, to top it all off, a Coca-Cola toilet seat. While he has no idea what the value of his collection is, to him, it's priceless.
I've had a lot of people look at it and they just go, wow. I mean, you know, because I know there's a lot of other people out there that collect Coca-Cola stuff, and some of them probably got a better collection than I do, but it's just, I like it, and to me, that's bottom line. I like it, and I'm going to continue collecting it.
I mean, you've got lots of stuff down here. You ever consider opening a mini museum?
No, it's just basically for my entertainment and friends. I mean, believe it or not, I even got a Coca-Cola belly ring. You know, like I said, Coca-Cola puts out just about everything.
As you might imagine, Bookie's favorite beverage is Coca-Cola. He says that he drinks it by the gallon. In Keen Eye, I'm Hunter Morrison.